Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Good morning. You're listening to KFSK. It's time for our Tradio program. It's Friday, the 8th of August. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Tom.
And it's a little change in the weather.
Just a little.
But it's kind of nice. It feels good, actually. And we've got our phone lines are open here this morning. A couple of things I want to remind you about that the Cancer Support Group is meeting today. They normally meet the first Friday, but this month it's today, and that is at 12 noon at the public library. And the Cancer Support Group is a group that you can sit in on or share stories with, and you can get more information about the group by contacting Leah Stanton Greger at 907-650-7292. And that's the Cancer Support Group that meets monthly. And today they're meeting 12 noon, and that's at the public library today. And we'll get to our callers here. Caller on line one, good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning, John.
Hey, I've got two fishing poles. They're salmon poles, and one has a reel. And I'd like $25 for both of them. And just to make things harder, I'd like to have the person who buys them give the money to Lee's Clothing for their shoe drive.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you, John. That's a good, generous offer.
Oh, no problem. And I'll leave the poles out in front of the carport so whoever wants them can come pick them up.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And that's out past the ferry terminal on the water side. You'll see those poles by his carport. And, yeah, Cynthia called in. Cynthia Matteson called in. Tomorrow's her birthday, by the way, if you see her. And she called in regarding the shoes. And that is folks, you know, with school coming up, some families are buying school supplies, that sort of thing. You can help out some families by pitching in some money at Lee's Clothing, and they help pass that on by getting some kids some school shoes. So you can get more information about that by contacting Lee's Clothing and say happy birthday to Cynthia while you're at it. And that is, they're open, I think, at about 10 o'clock this morning. And as I was mentioning the last week, is that there's now 2 weeks left for this free meal program for kids in the community. It's each summer that it's been offered now for a few years now, the summer food program for all those 18 and younger. It's a free meal. Breakfast and lunch is served. And on Fridays, you can pick up the grab-and-go weekend lunch. And adults can also have these meals for a fee of, the charge is $7.50 for those, for the adults. And there's no registration required. This is at the elementary school in the cafe. Breakfast is served 8:30. Or from 8 to 9:30, lunch from 11:30 to 1. And then again, you can get the meal programs for the weekend as well on Fridays during that lunchtime of 11:30 to 1. And that's at Stedman Elementary School cafeteria, going on for another 2 weeks. Library is always busy.
Yes. And you can just always just...
The website.
Yeah. Go to the website, psglib.org. And actually, it's kind of a quiet time because we'll start story time again coming up in September, and more things will be happening. But the summer reading program is over. And just a reminder to those kids that are wondering where their sweatshirts are, they're coming in slowly but surely, and you will get a call.
When they're here.
Yeah. There was a delay in a partial shipment. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's once the school gets going, school season gets going and all that, the new school year, things really pick up.
There is still a camp, though, the Wonder Camp. Wonder Camp coming up on Monday. And they do like you to register ahead of time, you know. So today is a great day to get your registration in if you have not registered already. And it's like for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
Okay.
And, go to psglib.org. It is free, but you do have to register so they know how many people, you know, there's a limited amount of people that can attend.
Okay.
So.
And then also Parks and Rec is holding a youth volleyball camp, and next week it's for the younger kids, 3rd to 5th graders, and the following week it's for the middle schoolers, 6th to 8th graders. Registration is open. Contact Parks and Rec over at the community center. Their phone number is 772-3392. And next week it's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders for that volleyball camp. And next caller on line one, good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, this is Marilee.
Good morning, Marilee.
I need somebody to do some weed whacking for me. The grass out in front of my house on the roadside is getting pretty long. If there's somebody who has a weed whacker and is willing to come out, I'm certainly willing to pay for it. The number is 907-772-3136.
3136, okay, got it.
All right, thank you, Marilee.
Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye. And the library has the Healthy Food Preservation with Sarah Lewis from UAF. That's tomorrow. Class is in the afternoon from 2 to 5:30. It's a free class, and no registration is necessary. Food preservation basis from 2 to 3 o'clock, and then probiotic pickles at 3:15. And then starting a homemade food business begins at 4:30, so...
Yes.
Interesting skill set.
She is great because I've attended a lot of those classes when she was through a couple of years ago. She comes back and there, you know, you could take them again and still learn things.
Sure, right.
And the other thing, she will be at the market.
Okay,
somebody
which
was
is
asking,
tomorrow.
Yeah, which is also tomorrow. She'll be in the market in the morning, and I believe she'll be doing the pressure gauge testing.
Oh, nice.
Someone was asking about that, and I think I happened to see that. If that's incorrect, somebody correct me, but that's what I remember seeing.
Okay. All right. So. And the market is tomorrow. That starts at 11 a.m., and that's in the Salty Pantry parking lot. Next caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Tom and Chris. It's Sally calling from Sons of Norway Bingo.
Good morning, Sally.
Hey, kind of a slow Friday. There's lots going on.
Yes, there are.
Anyway, we have bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. We have another guest soup maker tonight. She's making taco soup. And we have chips and cheese and sour cream and stuff to go on it if you want to augment your soup. And we also have Lessa and cookies. So bingo's happening tonight. And the chair is working, and we're ready to give you guys a Friday night thrill. Come on up and join us.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sally.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
you.
Okay. Take care. All right. And also next week, as Chris was referencing, the Wonder Camp series, it's a beach walk, acrylic painting with Sunny Rice. Sunny's with the Alaska Sea Grant Program. Joe Stratman with Fish and Game, and then artist Doris Olson, and this is on Monday, 8:30 to 3:30, and this is at the public library. That does require registration. That's psglib.org, and this is for middle schoolers, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Also, a reminder that the filing period for elected officials for the borough, that is open, and it's closing in a couple of weeks on Tuesday the 26th. You may find the registration, the requirements, the forms. Some of those offices require getting signatures of registered voters, and there's positions open from mayor to every advisory board in town, including the assembly, of course, and then School board, hospital board, library board, parks and rec, all of it. And you can find more information about how you can give back to the community with your time. And stop by the municipal building. And again, the forms are available online on the borough website, also on KFSK's online community calendar. Another caller here, line one. Good morning, you're on Tradio.
Good morning, this is Ann calling for the Humane Association.
Good morning, Ann.
Hey, I'm just calling to let everybody know that we have kittens of all ages and adults, two adults, that are waiting for homes. We have just took in a bunch more kittens. So if anybody is interested in adopting a kitten or a cat, they can call 518-1091. And most of them are on our Facebook page, but we'll be adding some more today. They are current on shots.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
Yeah, we're full. We're totally maxed out, probably more than we've had in years. So.
Wow. All right.
If anybody's thinking about it, now would be a great time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ann.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And then, Chris, the Rainforest Festival?
Yes, and you do have a PSA out right now. Rainforest Festival will be happening the weekend after Labor Day. So we are going to have our Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show again, and we are calling out there for artists to contribute works to that show. The show the reception for the show will be September 5th. It's a Friday evening from 5 to 7 at the Clausen Memorial Museum. And art should be in by Wednesday, 5 p.m., which is, let's see,
like the 3rd.
September 3rd. And we're looking for everything and anything. So, you know, pottery to poets, you know, music, photography, anything out
so
there.
So for that, for like performances, is that what you mean by the poetry or the music?
Well, a lot of times people will just submit poems and
Right, okay.
And for music, a lot of times people will have like a QR code so you can dial into that and listen to to a performance.
Okay.
And so all of that is very, very welcome. The theme this year is Shades of Wild Nature, but that can be taken in many, many ways.
Right,
so,
right.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is welcome. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, I think we can get to a rundown, please.
Okay. So John called. He has two fishing poles available. They are salmon poles. One has a reel. He's asking $25 each, and he is hoping that you would give that money to Lee's for the shoe drive. Marilee called. She is looking for someone to weed whack in her yard. She is willing to pay. If you could help her out, contact Marilee at 907-772-3136. And Sally called. It's bingo night at the Suns. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. It's open to the community as long as you're 19 years old or older. Tonight, they have a guest chef who is making taco soup, and there will be chips and cheese and sour cream and all sorts of things to put on that taco soup. Also, some lefse and cookies. And we just heard from Anne at the Humane Association. They are full. They've got lots of kittens of all ages and two adult cats up for adoption. And there are some photos already on the Facebook page of those kittens and adults. They will be adding more today. And if you are interested, contact Anne or anyone at the Humane Association by calling 907-518-1091.
All right. Thank you, Chris. That wraps up Tradio for this Friday. We'll have the show back on for you next week on Wednesday and Friday, starting at 9 a.m. Coming up, we'll have the Jet Report, courtesy of Viking Travel. And coming up at 10 o'clock, it's Science Friday. Hope you have a good weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.